It's the second day in a row today that we're starting the show with bad paper mill news, because the day after Lincoln Paper and Tissue filed for bankruptcy and announced the sale of its mill, there's another blow today for Penobscot County. Expera Specialty Solutions announced it would close its Old Town pulp mill by the end of the year. As Susan Sharon reports, the two developments put the jobs of about 400 workers in jeopardy.
Expera only acquired the Old Town Mill in December of 2014, and that was after the mill's previous owners had ceased operations. Communications manager Addie Teeter says several factors influenced Expera's decision to close. They include a decline of the Canadian dollar exchange rate, coupled with a significant flood of pulp into the market, which has led to a drop in pulp prices.
That, in addition to the fact that wood costs in the state of Maine have continued to remain significantly high, even though there has been an overall demand decline in the state. So when you combine all of these forces, it just doesn't allow for sustainable operations.
Governor LePage has repeatedly pointed to Maine's high energy costs as a primary factor for recent mill closings and layoffs. Teeter says energy prices around the country are always an issue when you're an energy-intensive business like manufacturing, but
as far as what weighed into this decision and putting the overall metrics together, that wasn't one of the main factors.
Expera, which owns several other mills in Wisconsin, plans to begin the process of phasing out the Old Town pulp mill with the goal of exiting by the end of the year. Teeter says it's premature to discuss what might become of the operation or its assets. Meanwhile, the Maine Department of Labor is now working to assist the mill's nearly 200 employees who were notified about the shutdown Tuesday morning. Senator Jim Dill of Old Town says this comes on top of news on Monday that the Lincoln Mill is being put up for sale, fueling uncertainty for another 200 workers there.
These are skilled jobs, many of them, and fairly well-paid jobs. So you just can't go down to the fast food restaurant and get a job there or other places around thinking, well, I'll just go here and I'll get another job. You just can't do it.
Dill says when the Old Town Mill closed for the first time several years ago, a lot of people he knew moved away and went to work in mills as far away as Tennessee just to get the same type of job for the same level of pay. He says he's hopeful that buyers for both mills can be found, but says the state must prepare for the worst. To that end, Dill is sponsoring an after-deadline bill to provide job training, financial assistance, and transition support to any employee who loses a job as a result of a mill closure.
Recent announcements from across Maine's pulp and paper industry ought to serve as a wake-up call to local, state, and national policymakers to work on the issues that have been important to the industry for so long.
In a prepared statement, Kelsey Goldsmith of the Maine Pulp and Paper Association said those issues include affordable and available wood fiber, energy, and transportation, trade parity, realistic market-based tax valuations, and the sustainability of Maine's forests. Goldsmith says pulp and paper mills still make up one of the state's largest industries. Forest products still account for about 27% of Maine's exports, with paper ranked number one on the list. The paper industry, she says, along with other manufacturers, have been calling for something to give. And she says now is the time for a more thoughtful and productive conversation toward that goal. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.